Hi, everyone. This is Rick. Today, I want to share with you 10 actions for an asymmetric life. 10 actions for an asymmetric life. This is an excerpt from my new book, The 9 Steps to Build a Life of Meaning. Instead of writing an essay today, I wanted to give you some quick hits to trigger your mind to consider the long term. Therefore, think about the span between your now and your destiny. Take 5 seconds to dwell on each of the below questions and then review my 10 suggested actions below. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do if you knew all your wrongs would be remade into rights as layers in a masterpiece? What if your sinking was just to give you a quick rinse to get the mud clouding your eyes? What if the threats you see now are actually opportunities? What if your hateful passion was really hidden love? What would you do if you knew you could never die? Love means accepting the unknown far too soon. 10 actions for an asymmetric life now. Find someone to spend your life loving. Do not love them because they are worthy, but because you are not and need someone to love. Find an evil problem to defeat. Write the 3 hardest things you are delaying doing each Saturday morning. Do those before you can eat your next meal. Those are your only priorities. They'll get done. Keep your cell phone in a different room at night. Once you're up, you're up. Every person has at least 2 hours of important work to do before they look at their devices each day, and it should all be done alone in silence. Silence attracts power. If you're not working 16 hours a day, 5 days per week, you're not even trying, yet. The only people who diversify are those who think they are wrong. Go all in, short or long, on what you know best. Look for asymmetric upside in investments or pay-to-play opportunities. Then bet heavy and often. The role of a parent is the same as the coach. You build up those on your own team and ruthlessly defend them against those wanting to attack them. It is always worse in your imagination than in reality. Never go to bed without saying the difficult thing you're avoiding. If an action doesn't have any upside, it only has risk of downside. Don't do it. Would you please consider ordering my new book, 9 Steps to Build a Life of Meaning, on Amazon or wherever you buy your books? It would mean the world to me. Visit my website, rickwalker.com, to get more essays or to enroll for free with my biweekly newsletter. Thanks for listening, everyone.